Yeah, Duran Duran to start us off. Hungry Like the Wolf. Fear of Classic Hits. Almost 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's a bit of a wet one out there, but it is Friday.
Hey, Friday, here we go.
Happy Friday to you, everyone.
Jim McCabe, it's a big day for us.
Oh my God, what's going on? Duran Duran losing a run of themselves.
You scared the monkey out of me there.
God, yeah. They never shut up Duran Duran, do they? They keep going and going and going.
I would have said that now myself, do you know what I mean? I'm almost glad that their gig didn't happen, even though we were giving out tickets to it. A big night for us, Jim.
Yes.
Big night for us.
It's the return of the...
Premier United Manchester of the thing.
I was going to say it's the return of the mighty... And then I just thought, no, there's no point.
I know.
You're only annoying yourself, Jim.
I know.
I'm only annoying myself.
And I was, do you know what I mean? The Royal Ascot was on yesterday, you know. And my ma does be mad for the horses, you know.
Right.
So I was there, I was sitting there next to the ma.
It must be ideal, because your ma does be mad for the horses and you'd be mad for the Royals. I know the way you do love the Royals, you do.
As you can imagine.
Is there any Royals in this, ma?
Yeah, there's none of them allowed in yesterday because of the coronavirus. But yeah, you know, I was thinking I'd stick a flutter on for the old United game. So I was looking forward to, you know.
I'd say you get good odds, like, it'll be tight enough.
They're
probably both sides are evens or something, are they?
Yeah, nobody knows who's going to win this thing. It's like 7 to 5 and 11 to 10, something like that. You know, that's like And then, so I was there, and my ma's going, you wouldn't. Throw a few pounds on the thing. And I was, she got the first and second right in the Gold Cup, so she won like 100 and odd quid.
Brilliant.
That. She got a third place 14 to one in the race after that.
Happy
she got the
days.
Winner in the race after that.
Oh my God.
So I was thinking, this is great. Now I have all her money to place on United tonight. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh
it's
man.
It's going to be great.
Whatever you do, do not do that.
That's happening. Ma, you don't know it yet. I haven't been to a bank machine.
Oh my God. If ever there's a side to potentially let you down when there's money riding on it.
As if United would lose my mother's Gold Cup money. As if they would do it.
Yeah, as if they could possibly do that to you.
They wouldn't
first
do
game
that.
Back at all.
My ma's ass got money on the first racing she's seen this year. They'd hardly let her down,
yeah.
Jim.
If I was you, I'd try and email them that in advance.
Trust me.
Dear Mr. Pogba.
Aren't I saying it on radio to the nation?
You're right, it's bound to get back. I'm sure they listen in all the time.
Yeah,
speaking of listening in, Magic Mike, are you there?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are
happy
you?
Happy Friday to you.
And happy Friday indeedness to you too. We made it.
That's a very nice way of saying it. Happy Friday indeedness to you too. Yes. This is great. I'm into this sort of 4th century speak or 14th century speak.
There you go. The team are all present and correct, people. PJ is there looking to literally waste his money on a bet later on.
Extraordinary. I'm about to turn my ma into a hundredaire.
Magic Mike is there with his new making up new language while he sits in the wardrobe. So, I mean, look, all is right in the world, really, isn't
all
it?
All is normal. Thank God it's Friday.
Happy days. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. KT Tunstall, Suddenly I See, here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. It's not a great looking one out there at the moment. It's a bit, as Northside Tony says, it's a bit pissy out there.
I think it's going to be a bit scuttery all day, yeah, I think so.
Anyway, listen, happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're in good Friday form. Looking forward to the weekend, whatever it holds for you. About to take on the birthdays. I could do with you winning a bit of cake today. I'm feeling a bit peckish for some reason.
Right.
I've woken up a bit peckish.
It's the Friday thing. I'll be honest with you, when I left here yesterday, I had to go and collect the dog straight away to get them out, you know.
Yeah.
And I passed by a little place and there was no queue. To hell with it, it says give me one of those blueberry and orange cakes.
Oh my God.
And a cup of
did you not immediately think, here's an opportunity, no queue, I could buy some cake to bring in for everybody in the morning, Tara and Jim, and okay, in a sort of a virtual mic way, maybe.
I'll be honest with you, it never crossed my mind.
Oh, what a great shock that is to us all. Unbelievable.
Thank God for
I'm
that.
All right, Jack, pull up the ladder.
Thank God for that, because it was lovely.
Right, okay, well, I could do what you would with some cake today for the birthdays. So, here's a blast from the past to start, right? It is the birthday of Salman Rushdie.
Salman Rushdie, do you remember all the trouble he was in?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I haven't heard his name uttered in years.
I know.
That is right.
Obviously, that fatwa didn't work out very well.
No, he's still banging
around.
He's
still going.
Yeah. Well, lucky him, I tell you.
Absolutely.
He was in hiding for years and years, wasn't he?
Yeah, the Satanic Verses.
I couldn't think of the name of the book. It was all criticising Islam and everything.
Well, that, yeah, well, well, he denied it was criticising them. He, you know, but obviously they said, well, excuse me, and if, I think you'll find.
And apparently the book is called The Satanic Verses, you know. So
yeah, you might want to read into
hard
that.
Hard to justify. Hey, the book isn't calling God a bad person. It's called The Antichrist is Better. You know, whatever. You know what I mean? But jeepers, I tell you, he had an awful lot of...
Yeah, because he had to be protective custody, didn't he? In England, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where they, is he still there? Well, sure, does anybody know?
Ah, yeah, he does a lot of lectures around the world now on colleges and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, but
yeah,
then.
He's still banging around, yeah.
So did they lift it?
I don't think so. I don't know is the answer.
Is it like sort of, you know, as we have in our golf society, a temporary lifetime ban?
Is there a temporary lifetime ban?
You can get a temporary lifetime ban.
Is there really such a thing?
Yeah.
I'd love
it's very
to know
severe
where that
if you get a temporary lifetime ban.
Do you get banned at all for any?
Not at all. No,
it's just a badge of shame.
Yeah, you have a temporary lifetime ban.
There's a good. That's I'm into that. I think I've had a few of them here and never knew it. To be honest with you, I remember at the time all the stand-ups were doing jokes about. You know, imagine just going on. You're checking off to go on your holidays, and you're there with your plastic bag with two big giant Toblerones ready for the sun. And you realise you're sitting next to Salman Rushdie on the plane. You're like, oh, jeepers.
Yeah.
Think I didn't
get
make
me off.
But I'd say Salman Rushdie. He's not a young man anymore.
No.
I'd say he's about 73.
Yes.
Go on.
We're on the cake run already.
Yeah.
Right. This could work out well. Next up is, I tell you, just there's no way to describe this man. I'll let you take over yourself here. It's Boris Johnson's birthday today.
Oh, God, is it really Boris' birthday?
Do you know what we should get him? A bus. I like buses. And,
a bus.
Get him a box. Like a crate. Like a wine crate. Yeah. And put the passengers on the bus.
The happy passengers enjoying a wonderful
happy
bus.
Passengers.
That's what he said. Happy passengers enjoying a wonderful bus.
I like buses.
What a maniac.
Unbelievable. Former Mayor of London and now the Prime Minister of England.
You would say England what happened, but England was always run by lunatics, you know, in one form or shape or another, really.
This lad is... I mean, yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, there's mad people who, you know, are like, oh, God, dark, ooh. And then there's people who look like they could have had a future in the circus.
Like, he looks like he belongs in an episode of Rainbow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He looks like
exactly.
Bungle.
Yeah.
Her there. I've got to ruin the country, Jeffrey.
Look at this, Bungle. I'm going to make a bus.
Yeah. I'm going to
everybody at home, you can get this if you can get a wine crate from your mummy and daddy.
That's all that, isn't it? You can't look after the finances, you silly sausage.
Exactly, yeah.
I just thought it was okay to be easy.
You can go where you like, Mr. What was your man's name that went all over the place? Are you supposed to be the one who's advising him on COVID and everything?
Your man was caught in the castle and
exactly.
having a day on the beach.
Because he was only checking his eyes out, to be fair.
Making sure he wasn't
go
blind.
Go and check your eyes, Mr. Jeez. Whatever your name is again.
I will say, thank God for the people who died to make sure we weren't ruled by that lot. I'll say Boris is about 57.
Oh my God! Oh my God! 56! We were so close. Would have been a nice finish. Right, what about this? Actress Kathleen Turner. Now, you know, I know Kathleen Turner, you might go, God, which one is that again? All you need to remember is the voice of Roger, not of Roger, of Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, is that her? Oh, God, sure, I have no idea who she is.
But she was in, you know, Romancing the Stone and all that. It's kind of like a, Romancing the Stone
is she the
a bit
one
like
in
a,
Romancing the Stone?
Yeah.
Is she the other?
And Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh my God, oh yeah.
And Pritzy's Honor.
Yeah. Oh, I do know who she is. What's her name again?
Kathleen Turner.
I never knew. I know exactly. I fancied her when I was young. I remember seeing her in Romancing the Stone as well.
Yeah.
We were on a plane back in the 80s. Well, that was a big place to be back in the 80s. On a plane,
absolutely.
And I remember seeing
you went to a plane for your holidays in the 80s.
Yeah, she had to get dressed up and all.
You'd say you were going on your holidays and where are you going? Going to a plane. Yeah, but where's the plane going? Oh, I don't know.
Away.
Just going to a plane.
It's going out.
For my holidays.
Going out to Ireland.
How long are you going for? I don't know. Going for it. I think it's 5 hours on a plane.
They were the days when your ma used to make you wear shorts the week running up to your holidays. Remember that?
Yeah, and there were also the days where you had to put your good clothes on to go on the plane.
Yeah, you had to get dressed up, yeah, and brush your teeth and do your hair and all, because the pilot will put you
off. Don't you make a show of me now, right?
Pilot will put you off if he sees you dressed
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. If he thinks you're a normal street urchin.
Yeah, you don't get onto a plane. There'll be businessmen and everything on it. Lads
exactly.
who work on banks and all.
Yeah. And I'd have to use my plane voice.
Yeah, like the phone voice.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning.
I'll have a bottle of champagne, please. I'd say, yeah, she's not young either, like 76.
Only 66.
Oh, right.
But I'm kind of witch on that. I thought she was older. I would have thought she was older.
To Google romance.
I think it was the big hair in the 80s, did it?
Yeah.
Right, okay, come on, we still got a chance here, right? What about Paula?
I'm Googling that movie. I'm bringing back some happy memories of being on that plane.
What about Paula Abdul?
Oh, yeah, Paula, yeah, she's still around. She's never gone away. So she's been banging away on the old America's Got Talent and everything
well,
for
yeah,
years.
American Idol and X Factor USA and all that sort of
and
stuff.
And still, she's known mostly for Dancing with a Cat.
I just got exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The video of her dancing with a cat.
What's the name of that
Opposites
song?
Opposites Attract.
Opposites Attract, yeah.
Yeah.
It was all right, I suppose. Yeah. Paula is... She's late 50s, 57.
Oh, my God, man. We're so close to getting cake. 58.
Ah, 58.
That's a shame now, because it would have been a perfect finish for this one, which is kind of your curveball, right?
No,
but it would have been, listen,
no,
it would have been good.
Can't win.
Because it would have, again, brought you back to the day when even you watched soap operas, right?
Yeah.
Coronation Street.
Oh, sure, I'd never seen Coronation Street until last year.
Don't lie to me. I bet you watched it. You were made watch it.
I never seen it until last year, so you made me watch it.
Thelma Barlow, who used to play Mavis in Coronation Street. Do you know?
No.
Oh, my God. I thought that would have been nailed on for you as a kid.
No, I never saw it, sure. The first time I saw it was when you and Mike made me watch the episode.
I thought you said you watched it, like, years ago, watched soaps years ago.
Oh, I did, yeah. EastEnders and all. And Emmerdale.
Oh my God.
And Fair City and Glenroe.
And you never watched The King of Them All, Coronation Street.
I never saw it until you just made me watch it here.
Shocker.
Today is a whole load.
Anyway, look, she's a serious age. What are you going for?
Today is a whole load of Swiss Gat No. I go with 93.
Very close, 91.
Is she, yeah?
Yeah.
Jeez. Ah, well. Once there was a cake, I was satisfied, but now it's just a Swiss roll that I never had. I thought I died.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, weekdays from 6 a.m, reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara. And a happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. This is the longest week.
Do you reckon?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can. Oh, did you think it was a long week this week?
No, I think they're flying in. I can't touch the ground.
Tara's still young, you know what I mean? Tara's still young.
Yeah. Definitely he's younger than me.
She's not trying to hang on to every day.
She's like, oh, I'm so bored, she'd be saying.
No, I'm in complete agreement. I think the days and weeks have been flying, but this week, no.
Oh, right.
No.
I wonder what happened this week
I
for you.
I don't know. I do not know.
She got confused with her days. That always does it to you.
You know what it was?
If you think one day is a Friday or a Tuesday, or, you know, when you're a day ahead of yourself,
yeah.
It drags.
I'd say she's suffering from post-lack of thunder syndrome.
You
That's
may.
What it
she,
is.
Did, she didn't get a serious
That's
rumble.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I didn't get a good rumble this
you didn't,
week.
Yeah, she didn't get a serious rumble during the week.
It's been interminably long.
And as a result then, it's sort of, she's felt that she's been missing, she's missed out.
Yeah, sure. If every week that goes by, I suppose I'm used to not having a good rumble these days. So it's more of an inconvenience than a pleasure now.
Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It here at Classic Hits, 20 to 7. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Much appreciated. Happy Friday to you folks. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout at any stage, loads of stuff to get through. Corpo John is celebrating his birthday today, PJ.
Corpo John, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, well, thank you for wishing him a happy birthday, because nobody else bothered our backside.
Well,
the rest of the family are in bed. They won't even be up until the show is over.
Corpo John, there's no one but yourself to blame. If it was my birthday, the sheets would be pulled off every single one of them.
Yeah.
And there'd be a forest party.
Wouldn't you set alarms or something?
Ask anyone
even,
in here.
Even fire alarms. You could have set fire alarms even to get
Ask
them up.
Ask anyone in here, Corpo John, what happened? When it's my birthday, you get a 3 month run up every single
a
day.
A 3 month, a 12 month.
Yeah,
you only
right.
finish celebrating your birthday and you start reminding people of the date for the next year.
And I reiterate my case, Corpo John. Get them all out of bed. Tell them, never stop about
anyway,
it.
Anyway, you can always rely on us, Corpo John. Happy birthday to you. Somebody letting us know that Kathleen Turner was Kathleen Turner was Chandler's dad. in Friends, according to Pa the Plasterer.
Well, that's just that's
gone a bit strange.
That's
there.
A turn of events I never saw coming around today. Now, to be honest,
La Bar checking in, and Bo's Richie and Margaret in for Moy. And who's this? A happy Friday and a happy weekend. Oh, Harry Brown,
how's
and,
it going, horse?
Poddy and Antoinette all checking in as well.
Of course they are.
Morning to Fergal. Loads of people looking to play the hit bit, and also Dan in Cork has been on to say Jim is Mike, the 4FM equivalent of Anne Frank. He sounded like he was in a wardrobe.
He was in a wardrobe.
He was in the wardrobe. You are currently in the wardrobe, Michael, aren't you?
He's gone.
No, he's not there, is he not?
Now, the one time he's not in his wardrobe, he's downstairs eating Rice Krispies, panicking night.
We caught him out. We caught him out.
You didn't catch me yet. I just
Where
had the
were
headphones
you? You were in the toilet, were you?
No, I actually am, and I'm looking up a clip of someone for a competition later on, which I can't tell you about.
Oh.
You can't tell us?
I can't tell you, no.
It's going to be a weird way to do it.
Okay, put it this way. Here's a clue for later on, right?
Right.
I'm looking up a fishing video at the moment.
Oh, my God. He's back to that again. He's back to that.
The fishing taking over.
Give that man 5 minutes on his own and he's looking at carp bouncing
Absolutely. Nothing Mike enjoys more than a good pike.
He's got, VHS collections. Remember he was going on about his VHS. He kept the VHS player now so he could look back at old videos.
Him and Jack Charlton. Anyway, listen, what do you think about that, Michael? Will we name you as the classic hits Anne Frank?
Yeah, a little bit dark, but that's fine.
Yeah, good point, actually. A little bit dark, Dan.
Try and keep him better, Yuma.
Trust Dan and Cork to bring it there, eh? Absolutely. Shock and carry on. Right, thank you, Michael. Everything's okay, though. You can go back to going to the toilet now if you want.
Tickety boo, thank you, lads.
Right, thank you for that. Somebody telling you should give up the online gambling. That's why you'll never get a mortgage.
Should I never get one anyway? I can't get one regardless, so it doesn't even matter anymore. I've given up completely on that.
Have you considered it your disgraceful gambling habits?
Yeah, really, Jim. That 52 quid a year must really dent the old system, all right? Yeah.
Who's this? Let me just see. Bob, who's... Remember, this is Bob, by the way, who... Bob the trucker, he calls himself, but his name is Garrett.
Right.
Apparently, how he got the nickname Bob, I don't know, but
Sherry
apparently...
What was the other fella the
stuck
other day?
To him.
There was one of the truckers, I can't remember, his name was... Oh, I can't remember. We were talking to someone, remember? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Shouldn't have opened me mouth.
As anecdotes go, that wasn't a great one, PJ.
Yeah. I'm waiting here to,
Anyway, Bob was on just to say, come on the red, so he's obviously a United supporter as well.
Tonight's tonight.
Amanda's been on saying she might need a snorkel today. Looks like it's got a wet one wherever Amanda is. Actually, where is Amanda and her weird nerve?
Did we ever establish
where she's from?
I don't think so. I'd say she's just she could be anywhere. She's like a ghost haunting the island with her weird sciatica.
Babs wants to rub your nose in it by saying it's dry in Shannon today.
Ah, finally.
So you can take your rain and stuff it.
Right, we've finally inherited it. I hope you get a nice day, Babs. You deserve it. You've been wet now for about 32 years.
Also, Butty's been on and Northside Tony I mentioned and Garrett as well. Garrett and Princess Carmel. Who, I'm sorry, Garrett, from now on, she's always going to be Princess Camel.
Princess Camel, yeah. That was an awful mistake to make.
It was almost. The Lily White's back on again. He says he'd be finished by 11. And who's this as well? Richie the Trucker checking in too. So morning to everybody, folks. By the way, did you see Bo's Richie, his menu? Did you see that one?
Oh, the packet of crisps.
Everything. Everything for €9.
Everything, yeah.
And it's basically tato in every possible form you can get it.
Fair play.
Scrambled tato on toast.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's not wrong. There's going to be a lot of that carry on. Do you know what I've noticed as well?
What?
I was chatting to a few people yesterday and this is their new thing. You book your hour and a half or your 2 hours or whatever in one place.
Yeah.
And you have a booking for immediately after in the next place.
Right.
So that's it's the new way to do a sort of a pub crawl. Except it's a grub crawl, they're calling it. A grub crawl.
And of course, naturally, you've got to spend your €9 in each place.
That's why it's a grub crawl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'll be absolutely fat as a lord.
Sure, they won't even eat it. It's going to be fish and chips thrown out. The seagulls are going to be delighted with themselves coming to this happen.
The food wastage.
Oh, they'll be getting a fresh cod each with everyone just slipping them out the window so they can sit down and have a jar, yeah?
Anyway, listen, here's what we have to have you on Friday. Coming up right after 7 o'clock, Tara's going to be back with us. She does this kind of COVID news that didn't quite make it to the big news, proper news type news. And it's about pandemic dreams today. I'm intrigued by what this is. So pandemic dreams after 7 7 o'clock. And of course, everybody's dreaming of winning the hit bit because it's worth a whole heap of cash. We've rounded it up to 1,200
we
euro.
We have, yeah. Supposed to be 1,190, saving ourselves a few fivers. 1,200 euro for the hit bit today.
Absolutely brilliant. And also, we have this incredible prize. It's going to be handed out today, a bit later on this morning, with the Lasersonic Face and Body Clinic, lasersonicsclinic.ie, if you want to check it out. Incredible. €1,000 voucher to spend with the guys at Lasersonics on all sorts of things for men and women. Huge ranges of stuff and treatments and all the sort of stuff we can tell you about later. But a final shot at the breakfast table quiz, that's on the way. And if you need to give us a shout about everything and anything going on, 087-188-0008. Yes, it is. Time to get the bit of COVID news that isn't quite making it to the other news that goes on when Tara does the news.
Yeah,
isn't it?
This is kind of like you know, the stuff that we think about all the numbers and figures and how we doings and oh Lord, do we think about the pubs? Lord, do we think yeah. about the
Does
pubs?
Anybody ever stop thinking about the pubs?
And the hairdressers
and the hairdressers, of course. Yeah, that's the big
Funny
one.
Funny enough, I don't think about the hairdressers quite as much.
Yeah, and now I've followed you down the road of you know, the old slappity baldy kind of interest hasn't been on my mind either.
Anyway, we know this week because we've been given a tip off that you're talking about pandemic dreams.
Yeah. See, this all came to me the other night when I was in Las Vegas with Christina Aguilera making mosaics from blue and yellow glass.
This is, yeah.
Which was a wonderful experience, wow. I have to say. Yeah, she's a nice girl.
And very
talented at the old crafting, you know, and the mosaics.
My God.
We made this beautiful...
She would have made it as a Blue Peter presenter, would she?
Yes, potentially. Wow. Actually, now that you mention it, so would I. We made this really beautiful mosaic, like a big plate,
right.
That you'd maybe hang up. I was thinking it would look great on the back wall, just above my decking outside the back garden.
Of course, it would.
And it was amazing.
If only it was real.
It was blue and shimmery, and it had like little bits of yellow glass in it. And you see, I came into work then the next day. And I was telling Helena about this,
right?
Who works on the Boylan team. She told me, funnily enough, that the night before, she'd given birth to a baby who was possessed.
Oh, that's a good one.
And she had to arrange for what you call it when they...
Exorcism or something.
That's what normally happens in Vegas.
Yeah. And
well,
what
she wasn't in Vegas
What normally
now.
Happens on the Boylan show.
Good point. Well made. And she was actually so disturbed by this that she had to turn on the telly and watch something like for
an
hour.
It was that vivid.
She was convinced she'd given birth to a possessed baby.
That's a good one.
And Mike then overheard this on one of the days when he actually turned up to work this week. Mike heard this, and of course we all know now that Mike no longer works for Classic Hits because obviously he had a huge row with the two of you the other day.
Yeah, he was telling me about this. Yeah,
a massive row.
I'm hearing about this now.
Oh, a massive row with the pair of you.
I hate that when somebody has a row with me and I don't even know it.
He was devastated, and of course he came to me looking for support thinking, you know, Tara will back me up on this, and no I didn't.
Naturally.
I was with you two on this.
Obviously.
He had a chat with Niall Boylan, which clearly did him no good whatsoever, because last scene he was on a boat heading up the Liffey, having left his job.
Right, so Mike literally, somebody said to Mike, get the boat. And he did.
Yeah. Ah, that's fantastic.
He sailed off into the, I don't know whether it was sunrise or sunset, up the Liffey. So this was all, and I kid you not, this is all in one night last week.
So all three of us
had these experiences.
Those dreams happened on
on the same night.
Wow.
So we were looking into this, myself and Mike, there has to be something in this. And there actually is. There are currently at least 5 studies in the likes of Harvard. I'm not just talking about, you know, your piddly little, you know.
It's not just you, Mike and Helena.
No, it's not just me, Mike and Helena.
We should do a bit of research.
Yeah, do a bit of cholesterol tech on this.
Cholesterol tech. There are a number of studies underway. Apparently, pandemic dreams are a thing. A huge thing. Apparently, Google searches for weird dreams have doubled since this time last year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And... The suggestion is basically that in times of stress and strain, it's our subconscious's way of trying to figure it all out and work it all out. And that's why more people are reporting having absolutely cray-cray dreams at the moment.
We've had... Damo has been on, right? He had... His one is... There was himself and Liam Gallagher, okay?
Always the great start to a dream.
From Oasis.
Yeah.
Himself and Liam Gallagher apparently were walking down Damien's old road in Drimna when they saw Cliff Richard and he was playing tennis outside a youth club. And Damien and Liam Gallagher started slagging him by singing his Cliff Richard song, Wired for Sound.
What a mad...
Great tune.
Like, honest to God, like... You know what I mean? I hear what Tara's saying here, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's saying this is the brain trying to work out and calculate the stress in your life and find subconsciously find a solution to it.
Yes.
And then you're wandering around listening to Cliff Richard outside the local tennis club. What?
With, like, Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, with, like, Liam Gallagher.
Like, not just you.
Or having possessed babies. Or making mosaics with Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
If only what happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas.
But... So this apparently has happened before as well. 9/11, apparently. After 9/11, when people obviously, and particularly in the United States, were very stressed, very concerned, what's going on in the world,
right,
that there was this massive reporting of really weird dreams again.
Oh,
now, there
God.
Is also some suggestion that because we're maybe all a little bit, and even those of us who aren't maybe displaying stress in our waking hours.
Yeah, it's kind of bubbling under.
It's bubbling under.
Yeah.
And so we're sleeping a little more lightly and we're waking up more often. So maybe we're just remembering our dreams more than we would do. And then there's also the school of thought that, do you know what? We're in lockdown, or we've been in lockdown. No one's getting up and going to work. And we're just actually having an old doze in the afternoon, as well as going to bed maybe a bit earlier and sleeping in a bit longer.
Because people's sleeping habits are definitely weird. The amount of people, like normally when you drive to work at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, you don't see an awful lot of people. Nowadays, though,
there's kids out on bikes.
There are.
There's loads of kids on bikes all over the place, like teenagers sort of thing.
Yeah.
There's loads of people still walking. At that time in the morning. Even on days like today when it's, you know, pissy rain.
Just see fellas just sitting on walls. They're just lads, middle-aged men sitting around outside looking at walls.
That was me and it was once, right?
Yes.
But let us know your pandemic dreams. We want to hear the weird and the wacky. But this is a thing,
lads. It's going to take something to compete with that. So just to set the bar then, we have you and Christina Aguilera in Vegas making
mosaics.
Helena...
Giving birth to a
possessed baby and having to get an exorcism performed. Mike apparently having a row with PJ, you and I.
Yeah.
And then getting on a boat on the Liffey.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And heading off.
This is incredible. And Damo and Liam Gallagher slagging Cliff Richard.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand. Why would you slag? Of all Cliff Richard tunes, Wired for Sound has to be one of the best. That was the one with the video where they were on the roller skates, wasn't it? The roller disco.
That's what Tara's taken from that dream.
Like, surely Living Doll was the go-to there.
Exactly. Or Carrie.
Right. 087-188-0008. Thanks a million, Tara.
Well, now you know more than ever before. The COVID update.
Yeah, heaven is a place on earth. Belinda Carlisle here, a classic hit. 18 and a half minutes past seven. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. 087-188-0008. We're looking for your pandemic dreams. If you've been somebody who's been having some weird dreams lately, apparently it is a thing. It is a phenomenon.
I've heard a lot of all of this going on, right? I've heard a lot of people talking about, I'm having mad dreams lately. And I have to say, I felt left out of anything.
Yeah, you don't seem to be a dreamer.
Not really at all. I mean, even if I have a really vivid dream, like, you know, really vivid, like it happened, like I can't tell if it was real or not. It's normally something as exciting as, I was walking down Henry Street and I seen a cousin of mine.
Right, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's never
out there.
No.
I had that dream, but I think it was before... Before lockdown. Remember I told you that dream I had that Prince was living in the box room?
That's right, yeah. I do remember this.
And it's weird because your house, you know, in the dream you know it's your house, but it actually looks nothing like your house.
Yeah, I've had dreams like that, where you're walking around going, this isn't my house at all.
And what's Prince doing in the box room?
All right, Prince. And you'd be like, did you hope you emptied that basket? The laundry basket.
So let us know if you've been having a weird dream, right? Apparently it is a thing. It's a recognised phenomenon that after major sort of events and turmoil and stuff like that, that these things can happen. 087-188-0008. On the other hand, if you haven't had a dream and you just fancy having a go at the hit bit, you may also use that number.
1,200 quid, the same number. Maybe your dream is you win the hit bit. Who knows, Jim? Who knows?
Let us know. 087-188-0008. Yeah, Steve Winwood and Valerie here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. And earlier on, Tara was in with us, right? And we were talking about Pandemic dreams are apparently a thing.
Yeah,
right.
I know, yeah, this is a...
Apparently it's a situation, it's a recognised psychological situation that when there's major turbulence or major kind of events or things that are cause, you know, stress or anxiety or whatever that you know, to the population in general.
And yeah, like having to what you're going to buy with €9 so you can stay in a local, yeah.
So all these kind of things. So apparently, and she enlightened us as to all the mad dreams that have been going on around here, apparently unbeknownst to PJ and myself. It seems like Tara was in Vegas with Christina Aguilera making mosaics. Helena was giving birth to a possessed child.
Devil baby.
Unbelievable.
Oh my god.
Mike was literally getting the boat, having given up his job.
Hated the two of us.
Hated us.
Started screaming at us and everything. Yeah.
Well, that was a dream though, was it? We're sure that was a dream.
Well, no, the actual incidents, the emotion behind it, we don't know.
Right. So we were looking to see whether or not this is happening for you. Are you having pandemic dreams at the moment, right? Check this out, PJ. Here's a few
here
for
we go.
You.
I'm
right.
Enjoying this already.
Frank. Okay, Frank's dream. I was running through a maze and all of a sudden Kermit the Frog jumped out with a knife.
Jeepers, that little green flipper.
I kept running until Dustin Hoffman rose from the ground and shot Kermit.
What are you watching before you go to sleep? Like, you know, that's a question you'd have to ask a man who was having Dustin Hoffman and Kermit the Frog running amok basically in his head.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
extraordinary, Frank. I don't know how to analyse that.
You need to start reading books.
What about John and Black Rock? I had a dream my Jack Russell dog turned into a person.
Right.
And the person turned out to be my girlfriend.
I'm not sure which one of those you'd be closer to now. You know, was that like, oh, here's the question. Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, there you go.
If it was me now, I'd be there going, well, bring the dog back.
There's also, this is a brilliant text. Lads, I had a recurring dream once. That's very
God's
good.
Sake, that's,
that's, come
yeah,
on.
That's very sick.
That is very good. Now, there's a couple of them. Hang on a second. Right. Lads, I had a dream. Oh, no, right, that's somebody just messing. Kevin and Cork. saying, I had a dream last night that there was a thief in my house searching for money, so I got up and helped him search. But right, somebody else is saying, okay, so this isn't specifically a pandemic dream, but it's always stuck with me. This is a dream that this person had. Let me just see who this person is so I can tell you. It is Orla, right? So Orla had this dream, and basically she was walking around the corner of her house when she saw a big JCB eating her mother.
Right. That would be a traumatic experience now.
And then she, as part of the same dream of a JCB eating her mother,
yeah,
she fell face first into horse shit.
Well, there you go. At least the one good thing about that dream is you're not going to wake up and think, well, was that real? You know, JCBs don't eat mammies.
Yeah, well, exactly. So at least,
so there's at least that element to it. Because the worst thing is when you have some mad, horrible dream or really vivid dream and you actually can't remember if it
feels like it was
not
so real life. Yeah.
You're like, gee, I'm going to have to ring someone now.
There's one I thought this you might identify with this. Ellen was on to say, I had a dream the other night that I was in a petrol station with my new motorbike. Brackets, I can't even drive a motorbike.
Yeah, right? Well, a lot of people on them can't drive them either.
She says, in the dream, in this petrol station with a new motorbike, I panicked because I didn't know whether it was diesel or unleaded.
Well, if you have a diesel motorbike, I swear you've got the first one ever. Yeah, but this that's for sure.
The best part of it is, as a result, she filled it with ice cream from the 99 machine.
What a brilliant idea. What could possibly go wrong? What a perfect idea. That's great, isn't it?
That is incredible.
Theory being, at least if the fuel is wrong, I can turn the tank upside down and stick a flake in it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's so many banana ones here. Lads, I dreamt I was walking around my house and the floor was covered in eel-type fish and they kept jumping and attaching themselves all over my body and laying eggs all over me.
Well, that is disgusting, isn't it?
And the second you fought them off, you more attach them.
The more them attach themselves to them, yeah. That's a, yeah, I know, when you get those dreams, any dream where the floor is moving type of thing. I even watched another horror film. I watched the end of that horror film last night, Hereditary, going to bed.
Right.
Which my might add, everyone told us was terrible. It's bloody deadly, so it is. And even when I went to bed.
This explains a lot about why you don't dream.
Yeah, scared and weird and spooked out and all. And, you know, even then, I didn't have a dream. In fact, the only dream I've had that was really vivid the last while was, oh my God, is the alarm clock going off? And, then it was, and it was. So I don't know, because I kind of heard it first, does that count even?
There's extraordinary ones. Derek the Butcher had a dream where he's being chased by bananas who were dressed in army suits.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
Bananas
pandemic
and
dreams.
Army suits.
Pandemic dreams, apparently.
All
this
you,
is what's happening. I don't know
you
how
people
you...
people are on too much medication.
I tell you, the... God, the old psychoanalysts would have a field day, wouldn't they?
Especially in Ireland. Imagine a man there, like, he'd be going to a psychoanalyst. What's the problem? I keep having this reoccurring dream that a banana in an army suit is chasing me. Yeah, I can't help you. I can't help you. You're going to just think, go down the pub and get yourself a €9 fish and chips, would it?
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. Ah, it is Friday and it is the classic hit bit. We're going to give it you. We're going to give it you.
Oh, wow. You're going all wrapped stuff. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to give it you. €1,200 is yeah for you and all, yeah. If you can just tell us what bit of music is this, yeah. There you go. That's all for you. If you can get us. Martin is going to play first this morning. How are you getting on, Martin?
How are you doing, lads?
All good, Martin. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Yeah, and to you too.
What part of the country are you in this morning, Martin?
I'm working in Ballymount at the moment.
Oh, very, very good. Right, so weekend ahead, I suppose. Have you any plans at all for Father's Day or anything?
No, nothing at all at the moment.
Yeah, we'll be talking about it.
Yeah, we'll be. We will be talking about the struggle that'll happen.
Yeah. So, Martin, we'd love to give you a few quid for your weekend ahead. £1,200. What do you think?
The camera is somewhere in my heart.
Aztec camera, was it? Yeah, yeah. For some reason, the line dropped there a little bit, but Aztec camera, somewhere in my heart, Michael.
That's it.
Somewhere in my heart, boys. I want to give this away, but it ain't today. You're wrong, Martin. Sorry.
Ah, sorry about that, Martin.
Rough. Listen, have a good one, Martin, whatever you end up doing. Thanks for playing, man. Cheers.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye now.
Right, so Derek is waiting there. How are you, Derek?
Hi, doing. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Derek. What's the story with you?
In sunny Limerick, just at work in the A&E department in Limerick.
Oh, very good.
In the A&E department?
Yeah, I do security, so it's not too bad at the minute. It's pretty quiet at the minute.
I'd say you love the mornings in that gig. It must be the only quiet time you get, is it?
Yeah, I know. We call it 12-hour shift, so hopefully you can cheer us up this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Right. What time will you finish off then, Derek?
Oh, you would do 7 to 7.
7 to 7?
Yeah.
So have you only just gone on?
Just starting, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, right, at least you get out before the rush in the weekend.
I know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So everyone's asleep and
out, we're
working.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen, let's wish you a good weekend ahead, Derek. Let's try and give you a few quid. What do you think it is?
Well, I've been scratching my head, so I think it's The Jam, That's Entertainment.
Oh, now that is one of the greatest songs.
We don't play enough Jam tunes
on
this show. Do you know that? We need to get a bit more of The Jam on.
That's a great Friday song as well.
So,
Mike, what do you think? Tell Derek some good news, will you?
Tell you what, Derek, on a Friday and all, it would be jammy if you won this, but it is wrong.
God!
Never mind.
I should have seen jammy coming.
Telegraphed.
Oh, sorry about that, Derek. Listen, have a good day at work. Anyway.
Yeah, happy Friday Derek. Cheers, man.
All the best.
Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye now. Right, so it means that there's a couple more. That's a great song, The Jam now.
Yeah, I'd love a bit of that now. Mm. Oh, we can't scald with the system now today. No, sure we can't.
Not at all, because you'd end up giving away money.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sure, it's the no repeat thing.
Exactly, yeah, so it can't be done.
Sure, it's not our money, Jim, you know what I mean? Yeah, right,
so The Jam, That's Entertainment, it is not. And Aztec Camera, Somewhere in My Heart, another one to scratch off the list. All of those songs, of course, are on classichits.ie. Check it out first before you play again with Niall Boylan. 1:45 today, Niall will be playing for... Actually, he's not playing for the 1,200, is he? He'll only play for the
1,190 quid. Yeah. But you can badger him, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, give him a blooming hard time.
Yeah, tell him there'll be no texts if there's no tenner.
Exactly.
There you go, it's a fair deal.
And as I say, classichits.ie in the meantime to check it all out. Right, on the way after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk Father's Day. It's happening this weekend. Or is it?
Or what can you do? And what does he want to do? It's hard at the best of times.
Yeah, one of the ultimate Friday tunes. Happy Friday, folks, the Communards. Don't leave me this way. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that and letting us hang out with you on this Friday, 19th of June. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's a bit wet and yuck out around these parts at the moment, although apparently that's not all over the country. The west and the south are supposedly getting some half-decent weather later on today.
Yeah, it looks like that. Not bad. You never know, it might be the beginning of the... But they always get everything sorted before.
Yeah, I don't know if the weekend is necessarily looking amazing weather-wise.
Not
around these parts. But of course, if it, you know, if you're a dad...
If you're a dad, happy pre-Father's Day...
Absolutely.
You know,
don't forget, we're going to be celebrating that right across the weekend here at Classic Hits. We're celebrating Father's Day, and you can get your Father's Day requests in, okay? You can. It's actually going to kick off from 10 o'clock with Trina this morning. But 087-188-0008, if you want to get a Father's Day request in, we're going to be playing all the top dad tunes.
Like you hear in
There's
the
nothing
background.
Quite like a dad tune, to be honest with you. All the dad tunes right across the weekend here at Classic Hits. So as I say, if you want to get a special shout out and stuff and request in for your dad, Trina's going to kick it off from 10 o'clock this morning. So 087-188-0008.
Yeah, now come here, Jim. Honestly, I've been thinking about this. What are you supposed to do, right? It's Father's Day tomorrow.
Right.
Everything you would know. Father's Day is normally the easy one.
Well, is it tomorrow or Sunday?
Oh, is it? I thought it was Saturday. Maybe it's Sunday, right?
Right.
I thought it was either way. This weekend it lands.
Exactly.
And it's normally the easy one, I would think.
Yeah, because we are, generally speaking, a lot easier to cater for.
So you normally just go, listen, come here, you. We haven't got. We go around the corner and we have a jar. Yeah, great. Yeah. Can't happen.
No, exactly.
Can't happen. You know, you go, oh, we go to me and me elf every year, we go up and we have a car. Can't happen, you can't have your car every.
Yeah.
The simple things are gone. Grand, if your dad's a golfer, you're all right. You go out and swing an old club, give him a sweets or something. We don't know what you'd be doing with
socks
that.
Again, that's what it'll be.
Socks and a clear, whatever.
Yeah.
But
let's
now,
hope you ordered your Father's Day socks 6 months ago, based on current delivery times.
You can't even get emergency socks. You're dead right.
Although, I suppose maybe that's the reason why Penny's was rammed. You know what I mean? The queues around the block. Maybe it was people anticipating Father's Day socks and jocks.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the reason, PJ.
I can only imagine that they were, all those women were queuing just for that obelisk. Yeah. I'd say so, all right. But it is, I've been trying to search for things. What do you do for Father's Day now that the pandemic has hit? You can't do the simple things anymore. And I've been Googling some lists of things, and my God, these are not made for Irish dads.
Oh, really?
There's a few different lists.
This is like, you know, alternative ideas for gifts and things, isn't
it? Did you honestly think to be something worse than socks? Somebody recommends you give your dad, wait for it, a super dad face mask. Oh, for stop and steak.
A super...
Yeah.
As in... Like a face covering.
A face covering with super written on it.
Brilliant.
Like, do you remember the days when a cup was kind of, even the cup was kind of seen as naff, and you're like, imagine, don't, here you go, dad. Remember?
Like as in world's greatest dad
yeah,
stuff.
But written on a super, on a mask. On a mask.
Yeah.
Even the message it sends, here you go, dad. Remember, don't die in the supermarket. Yeah. Like, stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop it.
Yeah, here you go, dad. Just make sure, be afraid in public.
Be afraid in public. And then there's one here, it says, organise a nice beer tasting for your father. Yeah, right. As if...
Where?
At home. So you go down, you get a lot of IPAs, or you get something, you bring them into the house, and you know, you pour
get them delivered
out.
Online or whatever.
Get them delivered, all of that.
No, a bit late now, but you know what you mean.
Yeah, you run down your local awful, I suppose. And then, but everybody who has a dad knows he's stuck in his ways.
Absolutely.
Your dad likes say, I like what I like. I don't like that beer made by some Australian taking a slash in a barrel. You know what I mean? Could you not have just, did they run out of Guinness, did they?
Well, exactly, yeah.
Where's my... Can I not just have?
Because I wouldn't necessarily now. I wouldn't necessarily appreciate that now.
I would
bring me a slab of what I do like, as opposed to a selection of what I might.
A selection of stuff I hate, exactly. And we've had this. Neither of us are a fan of craft beer.
No.
As far, you asked me and Jim, the craft in beer, right? We've said this before, is being able to make a million pints a day taste exactly the same.
Correct.
That's craft. Smittick's craft beer. Guinness craft beer. Silent Billy's Ocean Special IPA. Load of nonsense. Then the next one's got to taste the same. Get out of it with your craft beer and your ridiculous moustache, and you'll shove your beanie hat up the bottom of your no socks on your trousers. Someone's saying, get a tent. Pitch a tent with your old man in the back garden and have a night's camping. Are you actually serious?
Like? Wow, that's impressive.
Are you actually serious?
You see, the thing about that is, right, whatever that is about somebody, like, you know, a kid 5 or 6 deciding that that would be a great idea, and him and his dad hanging out in the back garden in the tent. Lovely. That sounds all lovely and adventurous and brilliant.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're already in your 30s and you say to your dad, come here, this, I was thinking, you know, we can't go for the carvery the way we normally do. Do you want to? I was going to put a tent up in the garden. What do you think?
Camping. You want to go camping? You want to go camping in the garden, is it? I have a bed upstairs. And you want me to lie down?
Do you know my arthritis kicks up mad when it's damp out like that? And you want me to get into a tent with you in the back garden? What do you think? Are you mad?
Is it for charity, is it? Two men see if they can't kill each other. Is that what you want us to do? Which brings me to the next one, which is, this is great. It says, why don't you learn something new together? Like do a cookery thing in the kitchen or some gardening. Anyone that says that has never had a driving lesson for their father or never held a torch for him when he tried to fix something in the shed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That, you know, remember the actual
handing him tools.
Yeah. Give me
the
over.
Give us the 5/8 flathead screwdriver there. I said the 5/8, not that one. Yeah.
That's a hammer, you fucking tick. Oh, yeah, stop holding the light straight, or I'll put your head through the wall. Yeah, so I think that's a pretty bad idea. There's one that I think is very good, though. I actually think this is a great one.
Right.
So you get him whatever he likes to drink and eat. So maybe call around with a cake or some food or
okay,
whatever.
Okay, yeah, get
maybe
him yeah, something to favourite you.
A curry or something. Maybe something he likes from the local Chinese or something like that. And you revisit and watch an old sporting favourite that maybe you both watched together before and really enjoyed. So, like,
wow.
Say if my old man was alive now, I'd call around and stick on the video tape, because that's what he'd call it, even if it was a download on the USB key. Stick on the videotape of like the 1995 All Ireland or something.
You're right, okay.
And have like an old fish and chips out of the local.
That's a good show.
Yeah, you know, give him a couple of his favourite fizzies. I think that would be actually a good Father's Day. I think he'd really appreciate something like that. And that off this whole list.
If your dad's into sport or whatever, I'm sure you could substitute sport for something else.
Maybe your dad's into opera or something. But then
and you could watch that famous performance of the 1945 La Traviata.
Yeah. And if that's the case, you're probably not talking to your dad anyway. Why, I wouldn't want to hang around with him.
To be honest with you, that is a good shout. That is a good shout. And it ties in with something that Magic Mike has put together for us, right? Because the story with this is, I mean, effectively what you're talking about there is if your dad had a sporting hobby, right, that he might, you know, whether it was a football thing or a boxing thing or whatever, that if you could access, you know, a classic.
Yeah.
That you, as you say, and maybe you both enjoyed or was a big one for him or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a bad shout at all, right? And Magic Mike has put together this idea of, you know, if your dad, if it is a hobby thing that your dad is into, right, that maybe you could, you know, you could do something to celebrate the hobby.
Celebrate the hobby, of course.
And he's put together a little compilation of famous dads who have famous hobbies, all right? So the idea is that if you can identify for us these famous dads who are talking about their famous hobbies, we're going to give you an ugly mug.
Brilliant, which would make a great Father's Day present.
Absolutely.
You won't get it till Wednesday
It won't say world's greatest dad ranting.
No, it has.
And it'll be a picture of me and PJ. What father doesn't want that?
Who doesn't want, for Father's Day, who doesn't want a mug 5 days late with a picture of us on it?
My God.
Only a weirdo.
It's like the greatest prize
ever. I tell
you
who doesn't. Some father who's into opera or something.
Probably.
Or something.
Right, so identify these celebrity dads talking about their hobby.
I have a thing where I make buses.
I grew up making Lego when I was 8, 9 years old, and actually I continue it.
Well, my favourite form of course fishing is on a river.
Pretty easy, I reckon.
I would have thought so.
Three very famous dads talking about their hobbies. Just tell us who they are and you could win yourself an ugly mug. 0871 88 0008.
The exclusive Father's Day trophy of life, I would call it. The ugly mug.
I'd say there's fathers out there going, you better be on that phone trying to win me that.
Get me that mug.
I want it now.
Shove your IPA into the back of your pajamas.
Absolutely. Stick
mug.
Your camping trip where it belongs.
0871 88 0008. Get on the Hoots app. Yeah. And give them a shout.
And that thing. Get on the yoke of the technology thing there and do it.
Computer.
Some Guaranteed Irish, the Cranberries and Dreams. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 8:22 on this Friday. Happy Friday to you folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend, which does of course feature Father's Day. Father's Day happening on the Sunday. We're celebrating it right across the weekend here at Classic Hits. If you want to get your Father's Day request in, 087-188-0008. Trina's actually going to kick it off from 10 o'clock this morning, and then it runs right across the weekend. And we have our little competition. The idea is, if you can identify the three famous fathers in this clip talking about their hobbies, somewhat unusual hobbies. Of all the answers that have come in, people are really struggling with the first guy.
You're joking. And yeah. You gave a tip and all this morning.
It's literally this guy's birthday today as well. And we were talking about his rather bizarre hobby.
Oh, you see, you got it in there nice and early. People didn't. They weren't up early enough, Jim.
I mean, like,
that's what happens. You snooze, you lose.
People are going for the likes of Gordon Ramsay. They're going for the Prince Philip. Which prince are they going for? Where's the Prince Charles? Prince William? They're going for?
Really?
Yeah. I'm surprised. I thought that was one of the most obvious.
I suppose they may have gone to the same schools. But I have definitely not royalty.
Right, here we go. We'll give you one more listen. We'll leave it open for another little while. 087-188-0008. The chance to win an ugly mug, which, as PJ said, is every father's dream gift.
Absolutely. I mean, in fairness, even if he wanted it, even if he's dreamt of having a sports car.
Yeah.
Or a...
I mean, like, you know, don't be worrying about a four ball in a really, really, really top golf course or, you know, or like a holiday voucher he can use sometime in the future to go around the world on a cruise.
The sun wouldn't suit him on his crap at golf anyway.
Exactly.
This is what he really wants, is an ugly mug.
087-188-0008. Who are these famous dads?
I have a thing where I make models of, I make buses.
I grew up making Lego when I was 8, 9 years old, and actually I continue it.
Well, my favourite form of course fishing is on a river.
I reckon that's pretty easy.
I would have thought so, especially the one that people are struggling on, because I thought you basically gave the game away on that one earlier on. So
and it's a famous thing. It became a huge clip at the time.
It was a viral clip that went everywhere. I think it was on The Guardian first in the whole world instead of watching it going, did you see? Look, I knew he was mad. But he's really, really mad.
Right, so who are those three famous dads? 087-188-0008. Look at that. Ask and you shall receive.
What a song.
Andy Badnew's been all nice to us today.
He is, obviously, yeah.
He must have the old Friday feeling. Somebody's had to bind him a crunchy.
Bleating on me where about that song, and there it is, there it suddenly appears. What a great tune that is.
Jam, and that's entertainment here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're in good form. Obviously, bank holiday. Father's Day weekend. Should be a bank holiday. Father's Day weekend this weekend. We're going to be celebrating it right across the weekend here at Classic Hits. If you want to get, another quick reminder, if you want to get your Father's Day request in, you can get it in on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Trina Mara is going to kick it off from 10 o'clock this morning, lashing out the old Father's Day requests. And it'll run right across the weekend here at Classic Hits. So 087-188-0008. And we gave you this little competition to try and identify these three famous celebrity dads talking about their hobbies.
I have a thing where I make models of, I make buses.
I grew up making Lego when I was 8, 9 years old, and actually I continue it.
Well, my favourite form of course fishing is on a river.
Yeah, not too tough in our opinion. We think it was pretty easy, don't we, PJ?
I would have thought so, yeah, especially like I said earlier on, like you gave the game away. Are we allowed to say the results yet then?
Well, Magic Mike is going to join us because he put it together. So he's going to give us the answers and, more importantly, the winner of the Ultimate Father's Day Gift. I think PJ explained it very, very beautifully earlier on when he just explained how important it would be to any dad.
Father's Day Champions Cup of Life, I would call this. The Ugly Mug. What more would your dad or any father want but a picture of the two of us welded onto the side of a half-decent cup?
Did you hear a snigger from Michael in the background there?
Something in the background,
The mention of us being...
Imagining someone presenting this to their father on Father's Day.
Well, it might
they may,
just
they
be
may
you.
Be evicted.
That's very harsh, isn't it?
Very harsh, yeah.
I mean,
obviously, Mike doesn't appreciate us like his father does. Ring your father and ask him.
If two grinning baboons on the side of a cup doesn't make your Father's Day weekend.
Always remember, lads, I did find your mug in a charity shop one day on sale for 20 cents.
You probably would have got a deal on half that.
You should have bargained with the Mike.
You could have talked that down a bit.
Anyway, the winner is Loretta in Galway. So well done to her. She got it right. The first one, of course, is Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
The second one is, yeah, the second one is David Beckham. A lot of, some people said Peter Andre, which was a bit mad. And the third one, of course, is Jack Charlton.
Yeah. God, the amount of people who struggled with Boris Johnson came as a surprise. There was also Paul McCartney was guest for that one and everything.
I know, yeah. I actually get the Peter Andre one over there, David Beckham.
They're both a little bit nasally.
And in fairness, you told me to treat them at the start, and then when I listened to it, I went, who's that again? Who's that? That sounds familiar. So I understand that one. But yeah, Boris Johnson seemed like a dead cert to me. Yeah,
nailed on. Anyway, Michael, well done. Thanks a million for that.
No bother.
All right, cheers. There you go. That's our little Daddy Cool compilation there. So well done to... I've forgotten who he said won again.
Loretta.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well done, you.
That's who it is. I didn't remember David Beckham, but I have Loretta nailed on.
Thank God for Loretta.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next dog gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Right, final day today to win yourself this amazing voucher to the value of €1,000 to spend on the Laser Sonics Face and Body Clinic. Time to treat yourself at lasersonicsclinic.ie. Incredible prize. We'll have you looking absolutely fantastic. If lockdown and all the rest of it has you a bit frazzled and looking a little worse for wear, this is the place that can make you look all gorgeous again.
It absolutely is. Now, Sharon came on early in the week. I think it was Tuesday, and she got a score of 14, which was pretty high, right?
Yeah.
So we got to try and beat that today, and it's the last chance. And Paul is going to have a go. Paul's in Dublin this morning. How are you, Paul?
Hey, lads. Good morning.
What's the crack with you?
All good. Just looking forward to the football tonight.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Are you a supporter of one of the teams?
Spurs fan.
You're a Spurs fan?
Yeah,
all right, okay.
Paul.
This is going to be interesting now with PJ asking you the questions.
We have to have a serious chat about the pace these questions will be read at.
Right, okay. So, listen, Paul, we know what you have to beat. How are you feeling? 14, is it a bit of an ask?
Oh, it is, isn't it? Tough.
It is, yeah, I know. It's a tough one. But you know something that's been done a few times? Let's just hope the questions fall right for you.
Hopefully, yeah.
Absolutely. Right, okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. The very best of luck to you, sir. Here we go.
Bern is the capital of what European country?
Switzerland.
In surgery, nitrous oxide is used as what?
Pat.
An anaesthetic. Axl Rose is the lead singer of what band?
Under Moses.
A ship's speed is measured at what?
Hand.
Knots. Liverpool is situated near the estuary of what river?
The Mersey.
What is the Spanish word for hello?
Hola.
Former EastEnders star Martin Kemp was in what 80s pop band?
And the Ballet.
In the children's film Stuart Little, what is the name of the cat?
Pat.
Snowbell, Magic Johnson is famous for what sport?
Basketball.
In what country did yoga originate?
Japan.
India. What film starring Robert De Niro was the sequel to Analyze This?
Analyze That.
Which 1978 film musical starred John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John?
Greece.
If A is Alpha and Z is Zulu, what is G?
Oh, pass.
It's golf. How many strings does the musical instrument the double bass have?
Eight.
Four.
Oh, dear, I tell you.
Oh, fart. We were rooting for you. Even as a sports fan, we were rooting for you.
There was a few. It was the ones you got wrong really nobbled you. The pace wasn't too bad, but there was a couple in there that went astray early doors, which makes it tough. But still, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers, Paul.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad at all. You certainly didn't disgrace yourself.
Thanks, lads. That's
no
great.
Not at all. Listen, happy Friday to you, man.
All the best.
Cheers.
Enjoy the match tonight. Enjoy it. Have a good one.
Cheers. Thanks.
Take care. Right, who means that? What was the name you gave me at the start there? Who's won it?
I gave you Sharon Tracy.
Sharon Tracy is the winner of that €1,000 to spend at Lasersonics Face and Body Clinic. As I say, lasersonicsclinic.ie if you want to find out everything they do. It is a prize, by the way. You might want to bear this in mind with Father's Day being upon us this weekend.
Yeah.
For men and women, okay? So men and women can enjoy. You can treat yourself a whole range of products. Redform skin care range. There's anti-aging packs and moisturizers, glycolic acid, sun creams, you name it. The $1 million facial is in there as well, a whole range of stuff involved in that. And don't forget the Celtic Rebel range, CelticRebel.ie, if you want to check it out for yourself. All of the beard oils and beard balms and hair oils, mustache wax.
There you go, Sharon. You can get that moustache sorted out now.
Absolutely, Sharon. You can have it looking fantastic.
Tell you something. Get those tattoos and moustaches sorted. You'll be looking great by the end of the world.
Don't forget about the amazing fragrances as well, which have us intrigued. You can have your father wandering around smelling like whiskey on the rocks.
Jabers. As if he doesn't already.
Along with sweet orange, eucalyptus, cedarwood and lemongrass. Anyway, look, all of those details, you'll find them on the website lasersonicclinic.ie. No, now I've done it wrong again.
Lasersonicsclinic.ie.
Thank you. And the Lasersonics Face and Body Clinic. Time to treat yourself.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Sleeping Satellite from Taz Minaccia here at Classic Hits. 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Listen, happy Friday to you folks. Heading into Father's Day weekend. You can celebrate it right across the weekend here with us at Classic Hits. Trina Mara is going to kick it off very soon. In fact, in about 20-odd minutes, she'll be rolling out the Father's Day requests. If you want to get them in, 087-188-0008. And that's going to happen right across the weekend here at Classic Hits. So 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing just to mention, did you tell me earlier on, right, when we were talking off air, I think, you told me about somebody getting arrested for a crime.
This is my favourite story of the week. It is now Friday. Looking back on the week, what is my favourite story of the week? This is it. A man on Wednesday, he was in Vienna now. So, okay. You know, a very cultured part of the world, you would imagine. And he was... He was sitting there on a park bench and the Austrian police were walking past in Vienna doing their bit of policing.
Yeah.
Winking and nodding and all of that. You all right there, missus, and all they were doing, all of that going on in Vienna.
Welcome to Vienna.
Yeah, and they locked eyes with a certain man who was sitting on a park bench. And this man, he locked eyes with the police, stood up. And he farted, right, really loud. And he did a huge big public fart and he was arrested on the spot. And when police were asked for a statement, they put up on their Twitter, in fairness to them, they says, listen, police officers were walking in Vienna when a man locked eyes with one of the officers, stood up and let out a massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent in front of the officers. This could only be taken as an insult. So he was taken into custody for this massive intestinal wind with full intent. What a brilliant way.
That's a hell of a description.
To describe a fart. He's been fined €500.
It was upheld.
Well, he's been fined €500, and that's it I think it was the most...
Disturbing the peace.
I think it was the full intent, yeah, that got him into trouble. And he's been told he can appeal the decision, although I doubt with the description that the police have put up, he'll have much of a chance. Although, like that, I mean, you could possibly argue that this massive intestinal wind let go with full intent was, you know, not something he really couldn't help.
Was involuntary.
And maybe he was locking eyes with the police to say, please help me before this happens.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows the actual circumstances? The police are very insulted anyway. They were shocked and insulted.
Because I was about to ask you what would be the nature of the... Like, under what sort of section of the... you know, what law did he break?
They don't say.
It was obviously the insulting... The police being insulted is probably what...
I think they just think... I was going to say it was taking
like
the piss.
I mean, unless it was a particularly... Like, if it was very pungent,
it
maybe...
It was good. It was a good one. Like, there were spectators and everything were interviewed over it, you know.
There was eyewitnesses.
There was eyewitnesses.
And ear witnesses and everything.
And everybody, yeah. So there was a lot of people. I think, you know, what I imagine happened was they were walking, doing mind their own business police, and they were saying a bit of a hello here and there. And some fella, he stood up and he locked eyes and they said hello and he went... And stared at it, and everybody laughed. And I bet that's what gets you into trouble.
Yeah.
Much like me with the seagull during the week, at the very beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Me thinking the seagull's crow was the voice of an innocent woman standing by, that wasn't the problem. The problem was our mate wouldn't stop laughing.
Right.
And she made it all the worse.
That heightens the embarrassment for the recipient.
And I imagine the police thought that's disgusting. Yeah,
he is challenging our authority.
Yeah.
With that massive intestinal wind.
Yeah.
He's done it with intent.
And he's done it with intent. And the intent was probably, I intend to humiliate these coppers.
Because I was wondering like whether or not they were going to put it in under some sort of like, you know, chemical attack or gas attack or something.
Offences against the state.
Exactly.
Imagine having a bottom so potent it becomes an offence against the state. Like, it might subversive.
I thought it was going to be classified as like biological warfare or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they were taking him under section... Whatever.
Member of an illegal organisation. Because there's no way you can... It was like an no warning bottom attack. That poor fella, though.
He was acting suspiciously, Your Honour.
Yeah, sitting there underneath the bench, eating beans, waiting for police. It is a very, as far as attacks on the police go, I will say it's a fairly like harmless one. You know what I mean?
Were you there? Did you scent the offending intestinal wind? Did you hear it? Can you be sure?
You're right. Throw the book at him. Throw the book at him. Let him have it. The dirty article.